from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The decision on whether to tear down what's left of the Empire Complex in Timmins is up to the owner. Fire Chief Bernie Stanza and his structural engineer have turned the property back over to the ownership after completing an inspection. A fire started early Saturday afternoon, and the battle against it waged into yesterday, with an aerial ladder truck on the scene until early today. The Empire was built as a hotel in 1925 by Mascioli Construction and converted into apartments several years ago. City Hall's Director of Growth and Infrastructure, Scott Tam, says if the Empire is demolished, it might interfere with connecting link reconstruction and removal of the overpass. In the event that it is torn down, he says coordination will be needed to make sure both can proceed. The Empire Complex is privately owned, but the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board had some of its housing program participants living there. Communications manager Cameron Grant says over 100 people lived in 80 units, and most are temporarily housed at the Bonaire Motel. He adds that DSAB housing support workers will visit to help determine their needs and hopefully rehouse them. Grant says the goal is to do that as soon as possible.
I don't have an exact number of days on that, but know that they do have as much time as they need. We're obviously prioritizing that we're getting them out of there as quickly as possible. Nobody's going to be evicted.
Service Timmins is accepting cash donations. Details are on its and DSAB's websites. They're asking for no food donations because they don't have the means to handle them. Our complete interview is on our website. The author of Moon of the Turning Leaves will read from his latest novel and sign copies of it on Saturday afternoon, April 6th, at the main branch of the Timmins Public Library. Wagisha Grice grew up on the Wasoxing First Nation in the general area in which his last two novels are set. Moon of the Turning Leaves is a sequel set 10 years after Moon of the Fallen Snow. Rice says it's really special to come back to Timmins.
My very last public event before the pandemic was at the library at the end of February in 2020. So this kind of like closes a circle in some ways on this journey with the sequel.
Our entire interview, it's about 8.5 minutes long, and you can hear it on MyTimmonsNow.com. Speaking of iconic structures like the Empire, there's one known as the underpass, the overpass, or if you're from a certain vintage, the subway. The structure on Algonquin Boulevard at Spruce Street will soon be gone. In this week's Timmins History feature, Karen Bachman of the museum is pointing out other local icons. One is quite near the underpass.
And you look across at the Hollinger Park and you look at that skyline of the Hollinger Mine, the beehive, the concrete piece, the headframe, the concrete buildings, which have Art Deco influences on the outside. Like, what mining companies do that now, right?
Another icon is the Hollinger House outside the museum. Bachman says it represents the beginning of our community. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.